Good morning. It's time for the K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us this morning is Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning, everyone.
Now, a little more in-depth on some camps coming up, some day camps coming up. I'm excited to hear what you have in store.
That's right. Hope everyone's staying safe this morning. And last week we introduced our day camps for spring break, and one of those that's happening on Wednesday, March 19th, is going to be our YQCA, and that stands for Youth for the Quality Care of Animals. And this is a national certificate, and so we really have this great company that has taken this on for us as a country, and, you know, I talk to the kids in depth about how we are constantly being watched as agricultural society on how we are treating the husbandry of our animals. And so that's where this is really focused. And there is a whole industry that is trying to do this the right way. And we're trying to instill those good habits and those good techniques in our children as well. And so that's what this whole program was designed to do. It goes in three parts. So the first part will be animal husbandry. Again, just the proper care that we need to be providing our animals. The second part will be medication and life skills, and then the last part will be leadership. So it'll be a three-part series that we'll work through to get this certificate. And again, if you're showing at like state or national shows with your animals, and this is, when I say animals, I mean all animals, so rabbits or poultry through pigs, cows, all the animals, this encompasses all the animals, you have to have this certificate, this YQCA certificate. And I had to take a training to become a certified teacher according to their curriculum and their rules. So it's just really beneficial. I always tell my kids too, like this is something that looks good on a resume down the road, to show that you've been a certified YQ. It's like, think of it, Blake, like a CPR or first aid, you know, like it's to that caliber. And you know, so if you've been YQCA'd, every year of your 4-H year since you were 7, that holds some credit when you're going on to apply for college or even past the college career. If you're thinking you want to be in the animal science industry, it will hold some credit, and it will look really good on a resume down the road. So even if you aren't showing at those national and state shows, I highly encourage the training. And we're going to intermix it. We're going to, again, like I said, it's a three-part series that we'll work through that day, but we're going to intermix it with some grooming techniques in all the four big livestock species. So that's cattle, hogs, sheep, and goat. And then we're going to follow up at the end of the day with a showmanship clinic. So it should be a really good day. We are going to have to cap it at about 60 kids just from our from the facility standpoint. So the sign-up sheet is out there. So get in there and sign up. And we're really excited to provide this opportunity for the Frontier District kids.
Fantastic resume builder. Get out and get signed up for sure. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Meredith Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gow.